coming into practice this morning, letting ourselves just have a sense of the body sitting, the sounds coming and going, and feeling to the breath breathing itself. Giving ourselves time just to settle in into being here. We might take some nice full breaths to help us with this. So, breathing in deeply. And slowly, slowly exhaling and feeling the release and softening through the body. And again. And releasing. And once more. And releasing. And just appreciating the benefits of the exhale and those releasing effects. And letting the body soften. Soften into being just as it is. Letting the eyes be soft and still. The eyes downward. And a little upturning of the eyes. And softening through the face with a little upturn of the lips, a little bit of a smile. Letting the head be evenly balanced on the neck. The shoulders back and down, opening the chest, gently straightening the spine. And letting that sense of a smile, as it makes sense to you, gravitate down into the throat, and the chest, the belly, and down from the shoulders and neck, down through the arms to the fingertips, softening and releasing, and down to the toes. Just having our attention for these first few moments on the breathing and gently bringing the attention back as it does its thing and wanders. And as we sit with breath and body, we might ask ourselves how our attitudes are, how our attitudes are towards the practice, towards ourselves. Without this being yet another way to judge ourselves, to just notice the attitudes. And then intentionally bringing some kindness to the practice. Some resolve to be here. Over and over and over again, returning to the practice with goodwill, with friendliness, bringing our attention into this moment with kindness. And of course, the smile and the softening of our postures really help us with this. A practice we haven't done for some time is the practice of sympathetic joy, which is one of the companion practices for loving kindness, compassion, and equanimity. So sympathetic joy is one of these four. You can think of them as immeasurable qualities of the heart-mind to cultivate. So as we sit here with a gentle attention on the breathing, sense of the body sitting, let's allow ourselves now to bring to mind someone that we care about, someone it's easy to rejoice for, someone when we think of him or her, we get that little smile blossoming even further. This being doesn't have to be human, doesn't have to be alive. But when we think of this one, our hearts start to open with some rejoicing. So we can picture this one. Feel the natural joy you have for his or her well-being, happiness, success. And now, with each breath, let's silently offer this being our grateful, heartfelt good wishes. And as always, a hand over the heart or wherever you experience soothing touch can be a great assistant in the practice. So holding this dear one in mind, may you be joyful. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. So with each phrase, we can sense how we line our heart minds up in joy and caring with this one. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. And so, as you may possibly be feeling some degree of natural gratitude for the happiness of this loved one, trying on now extending this practice to another person, another being you care about. Trying on the same simple phrases that express your heart's intentions. And feel free to modify the phrases. I'll just offer up these traditional ones. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. So really appreciating how these phrases and holding these dear ones in mind affects the mind, heart, and body. And so let's now extend this well-wishing to neutral people. And maybe for some of you, people in this group are somewhat neutral for you. You hardly know them. Or maybe there are neighbors or letter carriers or baristas that are kind of neutral for you. You may give them very little thought or notice. Maybe it's just someone you frequently see on the street, don't know his or her name. Maybe it's a homeless person. So holding this one in mind and not trying to make joyful or grateful feelings happen. Rather, just hold this one in mind, knowing that, of course, like all beings, this one wishes to be happy and not suffer. So with this one kind of pictured in our mind's eye, reciting the phrases silently again, may you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. And just notice how this sits with you. What's generated in mind, heart, and body as we wish well, wish joy and happiness for someone who's neutral for us. Let's now bring to mind someone we know who is struggling, suffering in some way, and yet that one too has access to joy and happiness. Maybe they're just little windows, little moments. So we might think of someone who is perhaps sick or having an operation, or someone who is having financial problems or having to move. And struggling in a relationship problem. So bringing to mind someone we know is struggling. Picturing him or her in our mind's eye and silently wishing, may you be joyful, may you have moments of joy. May your happiness increase. May you move from the struggle into happiness. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. In the midst of your suffering, may you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. May you remember the good fortunes you've had and are likely yet to have. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. So just remembering this one and how there can be moments of joy in the midst of sorrow, as so many traditions teach us. And how it feels in the heart, mind, and body to acknowledge this. Whenever attention wavers, just gently notice it. Again, feel the sense of the body sitting, and the sounds coming and going. Feel the breath breathing itself. And then just bring the mind back to your intentions and the one we're focusing on in the practice and the phrases. So let's challenge ourselves today to bring these good wishes for people who are difficult for us, beings who are difficult for us. Work within what feels safe for you and not traumatizing, so we work a little bit at a time with the difficult. If sending goodwill to difficult ones is a totally new idea for you, then you want to work with someone who's mildly irritating, like a neighbor who starts cutting the grass at 8 in the morning. Something really mild. Not earth-shattering. So if there's trauma, be very careful about focusing on anyone that touches trauma in your life, unless you're very acquainted with well-wishing for these difficult ones. So holding in mind the difficult one, remembering how this one too wishes to be happy and free from suffering. Perhaps also remembering that often when folks are being difficult, they're in the midst of significant suffering. Or they'd simply be happy and pleasant. So with this one gently held in mind, again silently repeating the phrases, letting the phrases be our object of mindful awareness, let the breath be in the background. May you be joyful. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. Noticing how this sits with you. Sensing effects in mind, heart, body. And now let's open up our well-wishing to all beings everywhere. So at your own pace, adding in to the circle of well-wishing other ones perhaps who are dear to you, family, friends, neighbors, perhaps others who you often see here. Kind of creating a montage in the mind of all these dear ones. And let your imagination go outwards to the more neutral ones, various ones that may have popped up. Some that you know are suffering. Some that are difficult. Mix in some images of benefactors, those who have been kind to us. And then as it makes sense to you, send and imagine that you're sending these good wishes outwards to all beings across the city and country and planet, as it makes sense to you, maybe even to the planet as a whole. May we all be joyful. May we all be joyful. May our happiness increase. May our happiness increase. May we not be separated from great happiness. May we not be separated from great happiness. And may our good fortunes and the causes of our joy and happiness increase. May good fortunes and causes for our joy and happiness increase. So remembering this is an intentional practice. So we're inclining our own heart, minds, and bodies in this direction of joy and goodwill, a sense of gratitude. And just notice how it feels to have practiced in this way. letting ourselves rest in a sense of sitting here, the sounds coming and going, the breath breathing itself. And to finish off this practice, challenging ourselves to express our gratitude for one, two, maybe even three beings in our lives, either in words or in a deed, to bring this well-wishing into a fruition in action. And let us also promise to ourselves that when we do these acts of gratitude, that we'll be there for it, that we'll celebrate.